Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Oh, it was a horror. Absolute horror. I've never, ever seen anything that bad. And I did a little research. It seems to be that there was internet problems with Verizon in New York.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. You know, it started off, and anybody who knows anything about computers like Marshall does, well, Word would not copy and paste. That was number one. So that's a big problem for me anyhow. That was problem number one. Problem number two is I was able to bring up the Google Drive, but it wasn't allowing me to bring anything into it. I would drag the files and drop it into Google Drive, and the little thing in the left-hand corner would say waiting, and waiting, and waiting, and waiting. I'd close that out. I said, let me reboot the computer. I did that two, maybe three times. Did not help. I was not able to put anything into my FTP site. So I'm at a standstill. Even the email, I sent you all of our information via email. I can't tell you how many times I had to try to send to each person because the email would say server connection error. So that's what I went through this morning. And then after a couple of hours, it just corrected itself.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a transmission problem with your internet service provider.
Yeah. So good for that. Let me just tell you that weather-wise, it should turn partly sunny today. Now, we have rain from about Cooperstown down through the Poconos of Pennsylvania and all the way down into Delaware. The rain, like yesterday, is moving from north to south. So I don't really think it will affect our or most of our area. So a partly sunny day in the 70s. I'm thinking if we get a lot of sun, we can make the mid-70s. If we get just a little bit of sun, low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Partly cloudy, 80 to 85 Friday. Friday night will be clear, and there will be a planetary alignment with a full moon right in the middle. Or the moon is right in the middle, not full, right in the middle. So you get to see that. And your Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s to around 90 degrees for the weekend. How about that for the first summer weekend?
I'm not going to complain.
No.
I'm not going to complain. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to stand on my roof and cheer.
Well, that's good. I want to see that.
No, I'm not going to stand on my roof. I can barely stand on the floor.
I know. And yesterday, I had to scan to email on my machine, not the computer. And every time I did that, Marshall, I had error. Server connection. So I said, oh, here we go again. So I called Verizon. They gave me a ticket number. And they said they would look into it. And I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, could it be Verizon or could it be this machine? So I called the people that leased the machine to me. They were very responsive. And she said to me immediately, she said, the problem is that Google pulled something that you can't allow anymore with the, I don't know if you know anything about it, but you can't, you cannot scan to email or fax via Google. So she said, your choice is to have our tech set up a folder for you where everything will go into a folder and then you manually do it, or you could pay for something else. I forgot what kind of program it is. I said, I'll go with the tech. So he called me and remoted in, and it took him about 1 hour, but he had to establish a folder, name it, and now when I scan from my machine, anything I scan goes into that folder. Then I have to open that folder and literally manually email to who I want that stuff. So that was yesterday's lovely problems.
Yeah, Google's making some big changes. We have a Google Mail account, and they're ending certain things, and they want you to sign for a higher price thing. Well, I'm not going to sign for the higher price thing. If I lose all the other things that they offer, as long as I have Gmail, I could care less.
Yeah.
But they've got this. They've got this new system. I forget what it's called. Let me bring it up here and see if I still get the warning. Yeah. Time to choose your transition pass for your account. No. I'm not going to pay a lot of money for something that I don't use that much. I'm just going to have a straight email account. But you know, I hate when companies do this. I absolutely, you know, they try to force you into, it's like Microsoft does it when they do certain updates and they end a thing where they don't support it anymore. Apple does it when they change operating systems, and then you go to update it, and they say, "Oh no, you got to buy a new computer. We can't update that one." I hate when companies do this. You know, it's just, give me a break. You're making enough money as it is.
That's what happens, isn't it? Isn't that what happens? Yeah, well, they make enough money, they become king of the road. And this is what happens.
Well, the good news around here is the gas prices have dropped about 10 cents a gallon. Don't know why.
Well, that's good news.
That is good news. I don't know why. They were at 5 or a little over 5, and now they're right around 4.89,
4.87. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe somebody got a conscience.
I did see up in New Jersey when I was there over the weekend, the lowest price in regular gas was $4.77.
Yeah. And for New Jersey, that's high because normally they're way lower.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so that's not bad.
Imagine that. We're sitting here talking about $4.70 not being bad for a gallon of gas.
Yeah, I know. See, I told you it's clever marketing. Mm-hmm. Clever, clever marketing. There is no doubt about it. They know what they're doing. And unfortunately, you know, and I know President Biden is trying to get that three-month thing, but, you know, there's a lot of opposition in that.
So
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was a bank robbery in Torrington yesterday, a town basically like the county seat. Anyways, and guess who it was? It was like a 60-some-year-old guy.
Really?
67, yes, and obviously struggling, and he was wearing a Green Bay Packer hat, but 60-some years old, not a young criminal at all.
Boy, what is this world coming to?
Not a young criminal at all.
What is this world coming to? What is?
And look at the airlines; thousands of flights are being canceled. Thousands.
Canceled every day. Yeah.
Thousands.
Some according to weather and. Others,
not
shortage.
Enough, yeah, not enough employees.
Not enough employees. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, I know there is one family member of mine who got COVID over the weekend, and she is pretty sick. She is pretty sick. So, you know, a lot of people, and vaccinated with two boosters. And still very sick, but she's compromised. So that's the problem there. But my point is, a lot of people are like shoo-shooing COVID, but you can't because it's very real.
If you're a healthy person, you can kind of shoo-shoo it if you want. But if you have anything, any related problem, you can't.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to go out and get your shots, but if you don't want to get your shots, it's fine with me. But then protect yourself, you know. Don't go into busy stores and stuff like that.
Yeah, and wear a mask.
Yeah,
you know, especially indoors. So I think that's one of the reasons why there weren't a lot of people at our dance, because there are still a lot of people very skeptical about going inside with a large group of people, because they know that not everybody's vaccinated. So I know the people who didn't show up, and they are really health nuts, period. And I think had we, you know, if we didn't have COVID, I think instead of 72, we probably would have had, I would say, at least 82, 85 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now they're going to have their big picnic, but a lot of people feel that that's not a problem because a picnic is outside. Well, yeah, that's true, too. But you know what? Who knows about this stupid virus? I mean, what if you sneeze What if you're anti-symptomatic, and you have it and you sneeze? You're not going to tell me someone else is not going to catch it?
It's
and you're handling food and everything like that. I don't know about it. I just don't know.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, that's that. And one other thing upset me.
Yeah.
They're now making plant-based cheese. Come on. I've had it, you know, plant-based foods, plant-based meat and everything, you know, and people are saying, oh, we don't like processed foods. We don't like, guess what? When you're eating something that's plant-based, it's processed the hell out of.
Yeah.
It's not, but plant-based cheese, yeah, pretty soon they'll have plant-based toothpaste.
Well, they'll have plant-based everything.
Oh, well, enough complaining for today, Pat.
That's it. We're off the soapbox, partly sunny in the 70s.
That sounds pretty good to me.
I'll see you at TGIF.
I'll see you tomorrow, and I hope things go better for you tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat, check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio and robinhoodradio.com.